On May 18, 2011, the European Commission's Legal Service sent a note to the Director General of Home Affairs stating that it does not consider the planned agreement with the United States to exchange PNR, passenger name record, data on individuals, compatible with fundamental rights. The Commission, which has been in charge of negotiating the agreement with the United States, has circulated the final agreement prior to formally submitting it to the Council of the European Union and the European Parliament for their agreement. This draft was distributed among delegations on May 20, 2011. Said agreement has not been amended to meet the concerns of the legal service. Formally, the European Parliament cannot amend the agreement, but it has to agree to it. In effect, the Parliament can veto the planned agreement. The European Commission's Legal Service note says that the Legal Service has reviewed the draft agreement in respect of fundamental rights and considers that there are grave doubts as to its compatibility with the fundamental right to data protection. Their most serious concerns are, first, that Article 4.1b allows for the processing of personal data for the purpose of preventing and detecting serious crime, which is defined with reference to an extraditable offense in the EU-US extradition agreement. However, this agreement says that an offense is extraditable if it is punishable under the laws of the requesting and requested states by deprivation of liberty for a maximum period of more than 1 year. This is an exceptionally low threshold. Thus, the definition of a serious crime is considerably larger than that in the EU-US PNR agreement, where the maximum period has to be for a period of more than 3 years, or that in the EU-Australia PNR agreement, which is 4 years. The Legal Service concluded that, given the low maximum penalty, 1 year, it is likely to include a very large number of crimes which cannot be regarded as serious. This point alone puts the proportionality of the agreement into question. Moreover, the definition of an extraditable offense is not relevant as it concerns, unlike PNR, only persons suspected or convicted of a crime, not a priori innocent individuals. In simple terms, PNR data covers all those traveling who are effectively treated as suspects. Second, that the Legal Service is concerned about Article 4.2, which would allow the use of PNR data, provided only it is ordered by a court. This cannot be regarded as a meaningful purpose limitation. Under the Charter of Fundamental Rights, Article 52.1, any limitation on the exercise of rights and freedoms must be provided for by law. And the Court of Justice has confirmed that a requirement flowing from this principle is that a measure provided by law is foreseeable. The Legal Service considers that this requirement is not met by the clause in question. Third, that the Legal Service is concerned about Article 4.3, which allows PNR to be used to ensure border security in order to identify persons who would be subject to closer questioning or examination upon arrival or departure from the United States. On which the Legal Services comments, this clause, which is not linked to the purpose of preventing terrorism or serious crime, seems to allow the use of PNR also for the purpose of border security, i.e. for preventing, detecting customs or immigration offenses, even if they are minor in nature. This again raises serious questions of proportionality. Fourth, that the retention period in Article 8 allows for an initial period of 5 years followed by a dormant data basis for 10 years, and thus data is retained for a period of 15 years. This data retention period goes far beyond the EU PNR proposal, which is 30 days plus 5 years, and the draft agreement with Australia, 3 years plus 2.5 years, and represents almost no improvement compared to the current EU-US agreement, which the Parliament refused to approve. Fifth, regarding Article 13 on redress, that this article guarantees basically no judicial redress to data subjects, since all judicial redress is made subject to U.S. law, while the forms of redress explicitly guaranteed are administrative only, and thus at the discretion of the Department of Homeland Security. Sixth, that the oversight provided for under Article 14 is to be carried out by Department of Homeland Security privacy officers with a proven record of autonomy. This does not amount to a guarantee of independent oversight as required by our data protection rules and also obtained in the agreement with Australia. Damningly, the Legal Service notes that its advice has been ignored. All these comments were already transmitted to your services in the course of the negotiations. The legal service of the Commission concludes that, despite some presentational changes, the agreement does not represent a sufficiently substantial improvement on the existing temporary agreement and does not meet the European Parliament's concerns. In addition, it notes that the use of PNR data for border security even represents a setback from the point of view of data protection. And finally, that for these reasons, the legal service does not consider the agreement in its present form as compatible with fundamental rights. On this matter, Tony Bunyan, State Watch Director, comments, "Secret minutes of the EU-US meetings since 2001 show that they have always been a one-way channel, with the US setting the agenda by making demands on the EU. When the EU does make rare requests, like on data protection, because U.S. law only offers protection and redress to U.S. citizens, they are bluntly told that the U.S. is not going to change its data protection system, as they were at the EU-U.S. Justice and Home Affairs Ministerial Meeting in Washington on December 8th to 9th, 2010. This agreement does not meet EU data protection standards of proportionality or purpose limitation, nor does it provide judicial redress to data subjects or any guarantee of independent oversight. The European Parliament should refuse to consent to this agreement, as it is empowered to do so under the Lisbon Treaty." This information has been provided by the civil liberties organization State Watch. For background information on the issue of PNR data and the right to privacy within the European Union, you can listen to the related Radio Niscor's audio documents available on our webpage dedicated to human rights and civil liberties in the European Union. This program has been produced by Radio Niscor at our studios in Belgium on June 24th, 2011.